Anurag Agarwal studies evolution in real time. The Cornell University professor of ecology and evolutionary biology set up experimental plots of evening primrose to observe the evolutionary pressures that insects continue to put on the wildflower.
We took insects out of the picture for half of the plots using an insecticide, and we then watched the evolutionary change that happened in those plant populations.
Agarwal and colleagues were surprised by what they saw. In their five-generation, five-year study reported in the journal Science, evidence for evolutionary change began showing up quickly, just after 2 or 3 years.
When we take insects out of the picture, essentially the plants were less resistant. In other words, they evolved in the direction we expected them to. If they're not experiencing the pressure of insect pests, they were flowering earlier and producing less toxins, so they become essentially less resistant.
In other words, plants that enjoyed chemical pest protection lost some of their natural bug resistance compared to plants that were not sprayed. Agarwal says he and his team were also surprised to discover that the speedy adaptation of the primrose to a bug-free environment triggered other changes in the local ecology.
That had to do with the other plant species that were competing with our evening primroses,
such as dandelions, whose population doubled over the 5 years, reducing the number of primroses.
The suppressing of the insects favored the dandelions. They were suppressing those primroses.
Most plants naturally produce defensive toxins to ward off insect attacks. But in today's high-yield farming systems, growers have strong incentives to use powerful chemical sprays to keep pest populations under control. Agarwal says his study suggests that farmers should consider ways to strike a more natural balance between crops and bugs.
I think what it tells us is that insects are really important, that over the millennia, plants have figured out ways to, let's say, coexist with their pests, and that when we perturb that system in any way, there are likely to be a set of consequences, some of which we could predict and others we can't.
Agarwal says the researchers plan to maintain their experiment as a living, learning laboratory to track evolutionary changes over the coming decades. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.